to meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
ESPN Radio, 1100 and 100.9 FM, is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ. Live from the Golden Nugget, Las Vegas, it's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Adam Hill.
Oh, man. Hey.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
All right, here we go on this Wednesday, back at one of our favorite places in town, our favorite place in town, Golden Nugget, Las Vegas, downtown. Boy, that pool looks inviting, doesn't it? Come on. Polar Bear Club, let's do it. Adam Hill is here. Tony Miller is alongside. Anything working at the pool today?
I'm in if Adam's in. I'll go.
Is that right? You guys are going to do it?
It's too cold in the air. I don't think the water is going to be good.
No.
You all right? You sick? Freeze. We got a complaint yesterday from Ryan McKendall, who does the show, that he got sick. We were outside for 3 hours yesterday doing the show. Big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do like being inside more, but...
It's only 45.
I know.
I think the wind chill was at least 44. Or somewhat even colder.
So, Tony, we had a great discussion yesterday about these Christmas songs and people getting all worked up. Have you seen this stuff? About Baby It's Cold Outside?
Oh, yeah. Why?
It's very rapey.
It's rapey?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Chrissy, the lone female on the staff, says no. No problem with it.
Again, people said yesterday, like, I wanted it banned or whatever. No. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with all kinds. I don't care how over the top and offensive a message is, and I don't want anything banned. I actually like the song. But the message is not good. There's a woman trying to leave, and she's being forced to stay. That's not good.
Oh, man.
Especially in today's culture.
Times are changing.
I know in your day, Tony, that was just how things were done.
I mean, man, Bean is turning in his grave right now, man. Jeez.
And then he...
I miss Bing Crosby. He was a real disciplinarian with the kids.
And then he drugs
that kind
her...
of style.
He drugs her drink.
It's not confirmed.
He went full Cosby.
It's not confirmed.
Yeah, he went full Cosby.
I'm just asking, what's the drink? It's what's the drink, basically. Now,
In it?
Yeah, what's in it? What,
like, whoa,
what's
this
in
is
it?
Not, this is not just a drink. What's in this
tonic, what's in the drink?
Yeah. What'd you drop in this?
Right, Tony? I know. Just shake your head.
I am never going to listen to that song the same again.
Oh, yes, you will.
That's the whole point of this.
No, not you too.
He's just ruining me here.
They were talking. She meant what's in this drink. He put brandy in the drink. That's what they were talking about.
Brandy and a little pill. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we know.
Adam.
Again, I don't want it banned. I'm fine with it. I said
sure.
I like the song.
Yeah, but the fact that you're even offended is really pissing
I'm
people
not
off
offended.
Online.
I'm not offended by it. I'm just saying the message is bad. Nothing offends me.
So is that the same for White Christmas?
I think White Christmas is okay.
Yeah. I mean, there is a racial connotation.
There you go.
No, it's not. It's snow.
You can be outraged about anything, anytime. You don't go down this path, I'm telling you. You
got
started
that.
Yesterday.
So dope.
These dopey news talk shows are doing it. Just because one radio station banned the song as a pub stunt. And by the way, Chrissy, then you're putting up on Facebook, stations all across the country are banning it. There's now 3 in the U.S. and 1 in Canada. All of North America has 4 radio stations that won't play the song.
Steve?
That's not a controversy.
That is a controversy. There's 4 confirmed, and that's a lot.
No, it's not.
That is a lot.
Now you're being ridiculous.
People are jumping on this bandwagon. Right. I guarantee you by Christmas that there's going to be, I'll bet you on this, in fact, that there will be 20.
There'll be 20.
20 is still not that many.
There won't. In fact,
there's like 20,000 stations.
In fact, Tony, there was a station in Denver that talked about banning it, and there was such a groundswell from their listeners that they're like, if you take that off, you're in big trouble. So they actually were going to take it off, and they put it back on.
Now they're going to play it 24 hours a day.
Good.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's going to happen. No, it's not. Again, no, it's terrible. It's ridiculous to ban songs. I listen to very offensive lyrics, if you want to put it that way, in all sorts of music. I'm fine with it. I'm just saying the message isn't good. Doesn't mean we need to ban it. Because we can talk about it. It opens good discussions.
I would have never thought of that.
Hey, guys, if you're in a situation where a woman is trying to leave, don't close the door and block it and say, no, you're not leaving.
No one closes the door. It's a nice, playful
song. In the video?
Song.
Doesn't he jam it shut?
No, there's no jamming shut a door.
I think I've seen it.
Well, then you watch an alternate video from some freaking yes, snuff site.
That's possibly true.
Some she's, weird porn that you watch.
She's saying he's going to leave. No. I'm going to leave now. No. No. It does
get ridiculous, though. Some of the comments on our Facebook page, one included, but people still listen to rap. Okay, my guess is the people who are actually offended by Baby It's Cold Outside aren't listening to hardcore hip-hop. So I don't know why you're tying that together.
I am. But again, I'm not offended by the song. I'm just
how about this one?
Messages,
a Nicholas came in and tried to go over the top, and he said, oh, is that right? The ladies are offended by Baby It's Cold Outside. What about the song Santa Baby? You ever see Eartha Kitt? Well, I think she's dead now. But in her day, she was a hot number, right? Eartha Kitt, you remember her? Catwoman.
Oh, yeah. No,
I don't know why I did that. Why did I do this? I don't know why
you're
I did
doing
this.
The cat.
I did
the
scratch at Tony. That got kind of sultry.
I do
remember. At least it didn't say meow.
Now that you mention Catwoman, I do remember
but
her.
If you listen to the words to Santa Baby, she's basically looking for a sugar daddy. And, you know, hey, what do I have to do here? So do we ban that one? That's predatory on men?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer?
Incredibly violent.
Oh, very violent.
I know. We could do it all day.
I'm telling you.
It's bad radio, but Tony we could do it all day. It's pathetic.
Tony is dumbfounded.
I am. I'm hurt here. I sing Baby It's Cold Outside all the time, every year. Never again.
You and I are going to finally hit karaoke. We've been talking about this for a year and a half, and we're going to do a duet. I'll be the chick. You stop me.
Were you Doris Day?
I'll be Doris Day, sure.
I'll be Dean Martin?
Yes.
Dean and Doris, can't wait. I need to get video.
And I want us introduced that way, too. Who's Doris? Me.
This is solid. This is going to be great.
I'm going to love it.
Are you
going
to try to sing very high-pitched?
I don't know that. Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Be a little sultry with
I have range.
Yeah.
I'll be sultry.
Tease him a little bit.
Is that right?
That's what it is, yeah. It's the whole
request
thing.
Made. Yes. We have to perform, too.
I'll have a drink and cigarette.
Oh, it's going to be great.
The old days. I'm going back to the old days.
Are you?
Yeah. Look at this mustache. Right?
Okay, yeah, you're right.
It's pretty cool, right?
Kind of Clark Gable-ish.
All right, now you're just lying to my face.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Looks good, man.
Sort of more like Ron Jeremy, minus one important part.
Clark Cove.
We're going back in time that way. Did you? You're a little older than I am.
Little.
What's your best stash? We're talking to Tony Miller down here at the Nuggets. We kick things off. We'll get to what happened last night.
Oh, I know this answer already.
What's the best stash that you had and when was it?
Oh, easy, man. I had the, remember Jim Kick? Larry Zonka?
Oh, yeah.
Fu Manchu's?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
I tried to do the Fu Manchu, and it didn't fill in, and I got the gray on the bottom. I'm too old to do it. But you had a dark Fu Manchu? Where?
I had a dark
Fu
Manchu.
In the UK, or where were you?
Here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man. You were running Vegas.
Were you single?
It was great. Huh?
Were you single at the time?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was. It was awesome. I had a curly hair Fu Manchu. It was awesome.
What a tuchus magnet over here.
Jim Kick was my boy.
Is that right?
Oh, man. That Fu Manchu he had, you could see it through his face, man. I was like, I want to be him.
I guess Kick. I could have a good one if I just cut the beard part off.
You totally could. You could have, like, a couple of... freaking Christmas ornaments on the bottom.
That might be the biggest Fu Manchu I've ever seen.
Right?
Pretty good.
You know, the separation between the chin is awesome. Yeah. Like,
I got to tell you, you need to do it because as big as you are, you're not intimidating. You need something.
I'm a bit intimidating.
You're not. Tony, you got it. This guy, he's on the VGK beat this year. He's getting run over on a daily basis by Gerard Gallant. I mean, just every day. What did he do to you yesterday?
What are you doing, man?
We had a morning and a night. Yes. I think he still might have been upset with me from the morning. We told that story, I think, on the air yesterday that I did. Listen, I was completely at fault when he said, and it turns out, I will say, vindication today for me. But Gerard Gallant said Patch Ready wasn't feeling well and may not play. And I said, well, is his tummy not feeling well or his ankle not feeling? Like, that can mean a lot of different things. And he looked at me and said, he's not feeling well. And I kind of rolled my eyes.
He rolled his eyes at an NHL coach.
And
but frankly, at however old Gerard is, how old is he, 50, 56?
He would whoop me so bad.
He'd beat your ass.
So bad.
The guy threw hands on the ice.
Yeah,
you think he's going to have balance issues with you?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a chance.
He's pretty solid.
So he caught me kind of rolling my eyes, and he goes, is that all right? Like, okay.
Now,
in watching it back, I did watch the video back. It wasn't as aggressive as I remember it. He was just like, is that all right? And he got a laugh from people, but he was pretty serious.
Sure.
So last night, it happened again. I think he was still just mad at me from the morning.
No, you're a pain in the ass.
I am. I think we can hear it, though. I think Chrissy might have it.
Thumbs up, Chrissy. Seems like a struggle here.
Yeah, maybe
it's not ready to go.
The struggle is real.
Yes. It got lost in translation. Yeah, you got to follow up. You can't just arbitrarily send sound.
As it turned out today, though.
Yeah.
We'll get it.
We have it somewhere in the system.
Pacioretty told me that he had tweaked something. So it wasn't illness.
All right.
There wasn't injury.
You built this up. Is it good? Gallant gets annoyed with Adam. Let's hear it.
Coach, Nate said between the second and third period, you challenged them in a way that you hadn't in quite a long time. Can you tell us what you told them and why you thought they
Nate
needed to hear that?
Nate shouldn't be saying anything about that. I just challenged them. Let's go. Let's go to work. Put our work boots on. Let's go to work. Win a hockey game. Feel no more than that.
Wait, so what? Was that a joke or not?
Oh,
did he make a face?
No, he did not. He made a face of a very serious, shouldn't be telling you that. Okay.
Wow. See what I mean, Tony? He's getting run over.
Man, dude.
You're a big fella. You got to command some respect. Either with facial hair, you just got to step up to someone.
If you had the Fu Manchu, he would have backed off.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's true. Maybe I'll have to do that. Although, Alex Tuck had the Fu Manchu, and I don't think Gallant was intimidated from him.
Well, he works for him.
That's true.
He's got him in line.
That's fair.
You do remember there was an encounter, because all these, you know, I'm not saying Gallant's a jerk, but a lot of these coaches and managers do this with people. There was a case where Tony La Russa, when he was a Cardinals manager, decided to get all lectury about, it was the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and the columnist is there, this guy Bernie Miklas, and La Russa's given a tongue-lashing to Miklas, and the guy Bernie Miklas is like, I didn't write it. Well, your paper did. I didn't write it. And they went back and forth for like 30 seconds, and then Bernie Miklas is like, all right, and stood up. And, I mean, he's kind of like an Adam, but I think he's bigger. He's probably 6'6", 350.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
And he stood up, and La Russa was like, okay, let's move on. I think you got to do it.
Stand up.
I honestly think I get the feeling that Gerard Gallant would just want somebody to try to challenge him. Like, I think Gallant misses fighting.
Yeah, but when you fight, aren't you a clutcher and a grabber?
Yeah, I mean, my grappling is pretty on point.
Right. You have a brother who will get a little frisky every once in a while, and instead of battering his face, you have, through osmosis, learned at least to kind of clinch and slow things down.
Yeah. I've got...
Right?
It's a good word, right?
Well, he watches a lot of MMA. He just absorbed it from the side of the cage.
Yeah.
Now he's got like a little chokehold. He can, you know, if the guy's shorter, he drops him down. He, you know, lifts him up a little bit.
Yeah, but, I can throw in the gi and do some damage for sure.
Maybe we should set this up with Tony and you during the break.
A little jiu-jitsu match?
Sort of sumo. You can slap each other around.
Oh, he'd kill me.
No, but I want
there's an age gap, but
I want the jiu-jitsu, though. Like, I want to be able to actually throw in, like, an arm bar and some chokes.
Oh, this sounds so
just want.
Let's have fun.
Let's have fun. Thanks for coming down for the live show. and slapping me around. I appreciate that.
I feel like we could get a good crowd for that.
Is that Tony turning blue?
Yeah. All right, we're gonna.
I feel like you tap quick to a knee bar too.
We got to get to two guys who can really fight, and it's pretty evenly matched. And that's Ryan Reeves and Tom Wilson last night. We'll get to that. We'll get some updated odds. I told you I was right. I told you, Tony, 2 months ago that there are teams out there. Teams like Georgia can compete with Bama. We'll get into what's going on with the Final Four in college football.
Try world-class restaurants like Chart House, Grotto Italian Ristorante, Vic and Anthony Steakhouse, and the Cadillac Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar, only at the Golden Nugget Las Vegas.
Back, leg, and neck pain can drive you nuts, right? It does for me, and it can affect you every day. It can make you feel freaking grumpy and hard to get through that workday. Well, I found some relief for you, the Cofield & Company listener. Get into the Good Feet store ASAP. It's not going to cost you anything to go. You try on the product and see how it feels. The experts at Good Feet will get to know you just like they did for me, because they want to understand what your work environment is like, your favorite recreational activities. Why? Well, it's important to properly match you to the appropriate art support. When I was there, they had me walk around, try the different styles. They even tell you to leave, take the art supports for a test walk. The experts at the Good Feet store are there to help you, not simply sell something, and they want to try to give you the long-term solution that you've been looking for. Hit the Good Feet store any day, 7 days a week. That personalized fitting is free. There's a Good Feet store at 26 West Sahara and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Get into the Good Feet store today and get $100 free of Good Feet's patented three-step system.
Nevada businesses have been through some tough times, and we've been right here with you through thick and thin, helping self-insured groups get the best workers' comp programs, affordable coverage that meets your needs, and a company that stands by you all the way. From helping establish safety programs to conducting inspections, we are here when you need us. Pro Group Management is the national award-winning team you can trust to stay with you. After all, we've been here with you for over 20 years, through good economic times and bad. Find out how to have Pro Group Management work for you. Visit our website at pgmnv.com to receive a free cost savings analysis now. That's pgmnv.com. Or call our Las Vegas office at 702-740-4380. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
I told you the $12 haircuts ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield and Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. The holidays are my favorite time of year. It's a great time to spend with family and friends, and it truly is the season of giving. In the next few weeks, a lot of get-togethers will include alcohol. Holiday cheer can take a quick turn for the worse, though, if you drink and drive. Don't do that. As an injury lawyer, I've seen the devastation firsthand, so let's promise each other that this year will be different. Unfortunately, accidents do happen, so if you have been hurt, call me at 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com. Happy holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Message and data rates may apply.
Mission Control, I have a hair loss emergency.
How severe is your hair loss?
My hair is falling out. Repeat, my hair is falling out.
Roger, I've got visual. Can confirm bald spot, thinning hair, and a receding hairline.
Get to a safe place and text Bosley immediately.
Gentlemen, if you're losing your hair, Bosley can rebuild your hairline. We have the technology to give you your real hair back permanently. Get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card by texting KEY to 85850. We have the capability to show you for free a future without hair loss. We're America's number one hair restoration expert, and our permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Bosley can rebuild natural-looking hair that's better than ever. Rebuild your confidence. Rebuild the man. Get your free information kit and free gift card for $250 off by texting KEY to 85850. That's KEY to 85850.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands. thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Is this the eighth night? We line with family.
It's Cofield and Company.
Recall with great pride our escape from great tyranny. Kindle the lights. Remember the Maccabees.
How did those five boys lead us to victory?
Bohemian Hanukkah. I like it. Song parody. Why not, right? We'll have a little... I guaranteed yesterday we'd play Baby It's Cold Outside for the rest of the month every single day. So we'll have a different version every day. Well, I'm not. We're not banning it. We're pushing it out stronger.
We're going all in.
you're offended? Too bad.
The third hour every Tuesday is just going to be 60 minutes.
No more sports talk.
Yeah.
We're down here at the Golden Nugget. Tony Miller alongside right in front of the... Cadillac Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar. Adam actually turned down fajitas. That's an upset. He's like, I'm eating after. I'm like, have two dinners.
We can still get them. I'm not fighting it. They're delicious.
They were delicious.
The best thing I've ever had.
We don't. Surprisingly, we don't fight over food. We're very polite with each other, but we fought over the shrimp a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Let's get some.
Is that's all you have to do? Tony Miller's such a big wig down here.
He's clapping his hands. Things are happening down here.
Look at this. He's got service. Garcon.
Andale, andale.
Oh, there you go. I had the wrong.
Forgot it was a Mexican restaurant.
Wrong style of restaurant. Yeah. All right. So, I trend old. I look old. I got the old mustache. I like Baby It's Cold Outside. So I'm watching Reeves lay out Wilson last night. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. Good hit. But what has happened to hockey? What a bunch of pansies hockey has become.
I don't know. You do a little bit of research on brain injuries, and all of a sudden you start calling penalties.
It was incidental the way he fell.
No, that's true.
It is?
It's true. Absolutely.
Describe the hit. Tony, you saw it, right?
Oh, I was jumping up and down in my living room.
So Reeves was definitely looking for Wilson quite a bit last night. Every time they were on the ice together, he wanted to find him, and there was a play in the Washington zone.
And by the way, that is old school.
Oh, of course.
That is old school. Why is he looking for him? What happened last year?
He took out Marchessault in game one.
Wilson took out Marchessault, and then Wilson afterwards said, you know what? Don't admire your pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, okay, smartass.
Yeah.
Well, now you're here. Here's Reeves. He's big.
And it was very clear from the outset last night that Gerard Gallant wanted to put Reeves on the ice in his line when Wilson and his line were on the ice. So if you watch the very start of the game, the Capitals have their first line out there, and so the Knights started their fourth line. Reeves started with Carrier and Belmar on that fourth line, and he went right at him. And there was an incident early on in the game, and Wilson and Reeves were about to go, and the refs jumped in there. And I actually thought that was a mistake. Like, I understand you don't want two of the most prolific fighters in the league going at it right away and setting that tone and getting things out of control. But I thought, listen, they want to fight him. They're going after him. Reeves wants to get him. Let it go. If they're willing to fight, let it go, because that's how you police the game, which, you know, that's old school thinking too, but whatever. That's how it works in hockey. I thought, let them get it out of their system. Let those two fight and move on. But the refs were very, very on top of not letting those two go at it. Like, they were right there with him. And Reeves followed him around the ice. He talked the whole night. He wanted to get in his head, and I think he did. Wilson at one point tried to come after Reeves, who had just made a big hit on him. And Reeves, without even looking, just kind of turned around, shoulder bumped him right back to the ice. Like, Reeves was owning that matchup yesterday, no question. But on this particular play, the puck came to Wilson. He got rid of it very quickly in their own zone. And about a half second, maybe slightly more, after he got rid of the puck, Reeves came from the blind side and just destroyed him. Shoulder to shoulder, penalty for sure. I don't think anybody should debate that it was a penalty. It was definitely a penalty. And Gallant said he thinks it should have been a two-minute penalty, not a five, but they call a five and a game misconduct, throw Reeves out. But the reason that the hit was so bad was because Wilson's helmet popped off and then his head just bashed into the ice. It was scary and terrible looking, but that's not Reeves' fault that the helmet popped off. That's probably Wilson's fault for not strapping it up a little bit better. But yeah, it was, I mean, it was vicious, but I don't think suspension worthy, and the league determined the same thing.
What do you think, Tony? Dirty?
I thought it was a little late, but as far as dirty, no. I mean, as I was watching the replay, it looked shoulder to shoulder to me, and, you know, I was jumping up and down. I was like, you know, this is what you get. Because I've watched him play in the past, and I didn't like his game against us, and I thought retaliation was due, and there it was. I was happy.
And I think Washington's players were pretty careful not to attack the hit. You know, I was in the Washington locker room last night. I thought that.
No. I throw my hands up. How could the Washington players attack that hit?
No, that's exactly.
Like, you're setting yourself up. Because
exactly
Wilson
true.
Is going to do that either back to the Golden Knights down the road or certainly to someone else multiple times. That's his game.
Yeah, and I think that's why they were...
Not calling the kettle black. Come on.
I think that's why they were being pretty careful about it in that, you know, they've defended Wilson and his hits in the past, so you can't really come out and attack somebody else in this case. And I think they didn't like the hit. They weren't necessarily comfortable with it. They weren't happy about it. But at the same time, they said... Listen, that's hockey. Now, the one thing that they did say, which I think is somewhat fair, is we don't always know anymore. Like, we don't know what we're supposed to do. Like, to us, that was a penalty. It was not dirty, but, like, pushing the limits. But is that a suspension, or is what Wilson does a suspension half the time? Like, there's times where Wilson makes hits, and they're like, oh, that's nothing. And then he gets a call from, you know, the player safety office. And there's times where they think it's... definitely going to be getting calls, and they don't. And they just think it's confusing, and they're a little bit concerned going forward about what you can and can't do and how much you have to think about it on the ice out there when that hit probably was okay. And, in fact, they've ruled it to be not a suspension. But when is it and when is it not? And how much does that impact you on the ice when you're trying to make a hit and you have to think, oh, I'm not supposed to do this or I'm supposed to do this? So that is valid. But that, you know, that was their bigger thing more so than really going after Reeves in any way, and I think that was the smart way to approach it, because you can't attack him if you're going to you know, support Wilson and what he does all the time. It's a tricky case.
I want to hear about what the coach said in more depth in a little bit, and I'll also give you the take from the Washington media side in about 10 minutes. But we're here with Tony Miller, runs the book at the Golden Nugget. So let's get into a couple of odds-related stories. First of all, do you get any early action on the college football playoff Final Four, or does it all come late?
You know, we put up some scenarios back in October, early October, and we put up way back then Alabama-Clemson in the championship game. We put up Alabama 8, and the week we put that up, I believe it was October 21st, we took action on Clemson plus the 8. So, you know... We moved it a couple, and, you know, we had some action back then. We've had a little bit of action from tourists coming through who aren't going to be back and whatnot, but the real big money is, you know, the guys are sitting back waiting to see where the game goes.
How much does the Tua injury impact, you know, what you guys have up and what people are doing with the
– Well, we expect he's going to be ready. He's going to play in that game, so, you know, we'll keep an eye on it and see what happens, you know, but first plays or not. But, yeah, we expect Tua to be there. You know, absolutely he's going to play.
You surprised Georgia? Hung with him?
Yeah, I was. I mean, everyone's talking about George. You know, they should be in the top four. But come on, guys, let's face it. You know, they beat Austin Peay. They beat UMass. I think there was another no-name on their schedule they beat. Three wins right there. And the two games that matter most, LSU and Alabama, they lost. So, you know, I'm...
But what does it mean to you guys, the odds makers? You don't want to honor your power ratings? Clearly, Georgia's the top four by the power ratings. Georgia would be, what, a seven-point favorite on a neutral against Notre Dame? Notre Dame's in, Georgia's out. A touchdown favorite?
Yeah.
I understand the way the system works.
Right. But, you know, I agree with that. You know, they are a power-rated higher team than Notre Dame and Oklahoma, of course. But their schedule, they should have had, you know, let's face it, three easy wins right there on their schedule. That hurt them, I believe. Hey, the one loss Oklahoma had, they got it back against, you know, in the Big 12 championship game against Texas.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame's undefeated. What are you going to do, take out an undefeated team?
Yeah, I want the four highest power rated teams. That's what I want. If you're going to have four.
I mean, the argument against Notre Dame, Tony, is that Notre Dame sort of plays in the ACC but doesn't have to go the full route and play Clemson in the title game, which every other team that's in this thing had to put itself at risk for an extra week.
Notre Dame would definitely have been a big underdog to Clemson in the championship game. They probably would have, you expect they would have lost. And do you still put them in if they lose? Because they should have been in that game.
You're going by point spreads, you know. They would have been an underdog, you know, should they be there because they're a big – hey, let's face it. Notre Dame came out west and played USC. It's not their fault USC turned into a really bad team this year.
Sure.
You know, they came out west, they played their game, and, you know, I think they should be there. I really do.
What did you guys do with the Heisman? When did you take it down?
We took it down quite a while ago.
Why do you do that?
Because we thought Tua was a sure lock-in.
That's why you did it?
Yep, and we were dead wrong.
I thought gaming makes you take it off at a certain, like, November 18th or something like that.
We took ours down way before then.
Okay.
Because Tua was such an overwhelming favorite.
I thought Tua was going to clearly win it.
That's amazing, isn't it?
I pointed out
the numbers yesterday. If you didn't hear it, folks, Tua back on 11-5 was minus 1,000 in some places. I don't know how you guys had it. At that point, Kyler Murray was like 6-1. 7-1, and now offshore, Kyler Murray, he's a favorite.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, things can change in 4 or 5 weeks.
Absolutely.
Who do you think should get it?
Tua.
You do?
I do.
I thought even back then, I was like, I think this is an even race. I thought Kyler Murray's year was just amazing.
How's a kid win the Heisman Trophy? Say he does when he wins the Heisman Trophy, then he says, I'm going to play baseball the rest of my life.
You know, we got an update on that later. I appreciate that tease.
Okay.
There might be a little mystery on that. There
really?
Was an interview yesterday with Tebow. Where Murray's like, I don't know. He's like, we'll have to see.
Oh, no. I can't. He needs better advice.
It's probably a long shot. First of all, he's a little guy. He's 5'11". He's not going to pass up on all this money in baseball
right.
to try the NFL. But, you know, if the NFL came to him, they're like, hey, you're a first-round pick. I don't know if that changes things. I don't think he's a first-round pick.
You would have to be insane.
Yeah.
If there's a choice to choose football over baseball.
What are you guys doing with the NFL in terms of adjustments? Did you drop Kansas City a lot?
No, we did not. You know, we know Kareem Hunt was very good. You know, Spencer Ware's in there now. He's running. You know, their offense is still prolific, even with Spencer Ware in there. It's their defense that worries me. But no, there wasn't a whole lot of drop off.
Would you take Kansas City now at 5.5-1, win the Super Bowl? Third, fourth choice.
It's not a bad number. Yeah, it's probably value there.
Tony, who's your team?
Win it all?
Yeah.
Saints.
Well, we know who you're rooting for.
Yeah, you know who I'm rooting for. But I think...
I will say the team you're rooting for has actually done a pretty good job.
They've come around their defense.
Left for dead. The Dallas Cowboys left for dead.
Oh, and I got a bone to pick with you, too, by the way.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
I was listening to the show last week, and you were sitting there saying how bad Jerry was by giving up a first-round pick. And the Bleacher Report that day, front page headlines where there are no wide receivers in this year's draft. Going to be more tight ends taken than wide receivers. Amari Cooper was a great wide receiver pick. They were going to take a wide receiver.
They didn't have to even give that up, though.
That was our problem. They paid one pick too high. They could have given up a second. From what we know, the best pick that was offered was a two from the Eagles. So they got played a little bit. That's our point. He's not worth the first. And here's the other. He's not worth the first. Here's the other thing. You're talking about they're not being a guy to draft this year. They're going to have to pay him as a fifth-year player.
Right.
And they're going to pay him a lot. And then I worry with those guys, with the way they manage the salary cap. You know, they're going to get out from under Romo, and then all of a sudden they sign Cooper. And what if Cooper is just average and he's making like 15 a year?
Let me tell you, the Cowboys draft they've had in the last 5 years, Zach Martin, Travis Frederick, Ezekiel Elliott, Leighton Vander Esch. They've done very, very well in the draft.
That is a punch right in my face on Vander Esch.
Oh, he's really good.
That's a crazy pick, especially with Sean Lee. You know, it's not going to happen. He's a backup. He can't be relied upon, and they basically get, you know, young version of him.
He's so good.
And who's great right away.
And Jalen Smith has turned, you know, ever since.
That was a good value pick. Good gamble.
I'm telling you, man. It's a head-to-head monster, those two there in the middle.
You get a quarterback, and you guys are set.
Need a quarterback. I agree with that. But
really? I thought he was baiting you to fight him.
They don't let this kid throw deep. You ever see him throw more than 50 yards, twice in a game? Never.
It's the fanciest cart I've ever seen roll through this place. See that?
This is big time. NFR's in town.
He's got horns on the front.
Have you seen any with horns?
No.
I love the horns. God, that's an... You know, we were talking about the old days, because I've got the sweet mustache, folks, believe me. And Tony was like, hey, you know what? When was that? Like early 80s or late 70s with a mustache? He said you had a Jim Kick mustache.
Early 70s.
Early 70s, you're in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was the era of what clubs did you go to try to scoop it up?
Oh, the Shark Club. Paul Anka's Shark Club, right across from the old Aladdin.
I've heard many, many tales.
Many tales in the building.
Oh, that's true,
from
too.
Koken.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And people who were Lotus, legends and veterans, but yeah. Koken with
oh,
the...
Oh, man.
I used to love the Shaq Club. Shaq!
That was such a
hot place. Shark.
That was
you think
fun.
Tony and Dave ever chased the same bait?
Oh, come on. He's like, how old's Dave?
You almost said he's 100?
Oh, my God.
But you're hanging out at the same club.
Okay, I was 20. He was what, 40?
Yeah, he's still going after,
stop.
Still going
he's
after the same.
He's not that old.
Still going after the same.
Man's a legend.
Crew.
You can't.
He is a legend.
We don't let you rip on Dave. Well,
great friend of mine. I love Dave. Well, come
I
on.
I think Dave's only 67.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, what?
That's cool. I got it.
They were both circling the water. It was good. Good times.
And it was a small pond back then. Real small.
Yeah.
Spring Fever. Remember that place?
No, where was that? Oh, wait. Is that the...
Rented Jacuzzi?
Yeah, that was the Swingers Hotel, right?
Well, I don't know. I didn't go there for Swingers, but I used to take my girl there.
Yeah, I think we talked about Spring Fever.
It was
Fever
a different
a
place.
No, no, that was it.
I don't think it was.
Where was it? Sahara,
like on
east side?
On Boulder
Spring
Highway?
Fever?
Yeah.
Boulder Highway and Sahara.
Yeah, maybe it was
exactly.
The place.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I know
right.
My stuff.
You're right. Yeah.
I miss the old days. Actually, since you mentioned the horns... if I could afford it back then, like an Eldorado with horns on the front, I'd be all over that. Jersey guy with the horns on the front.
Do it. You'd fit right in, man, with that mustache.
All right, you got to tell people, you did all the booking, right? You do. You book for the sports book, and you also book the entertainment?
No entertainment.
I'm kidding, yeah.
I wish.
Look at these acts I've got here at the Golden Nugget. In the showroom, because NFR's in town, why not, right? And you'll see a similarity. Fired up. Jody Messina. Okay. Tanya Tucker.
Wow.
Yeah, there's some dudes here, too. John Michael Montgomery, he's very good. Tracy Lawrence. Then Pam Tillis and Lori Morgan together. Mod on.
Did you say mod on? Don't think that...
Lone Star. It doesn't really apply to country music?
No.
Look at you.
Mod on.
Okay. So that's coming up. They've got basically a concert every day through December 12th. Check that, December 14th. And then, you know what you have in January in the showroom, who I freaking love? And I wonder if she does the duet. This is interesting, because...
Thursday.
Now, I told you, last week we were arguing over Metallica. You Metallica guy?
Yes.
Actually, I've heard you bang out some Metallica to the jukebox.
Oh, yeah.
So I made the statement that I like Metallica, but I'm not going to pay $150 for a ticket. And I said... You know, I'd go see Cher over Metallica.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so she does a duet.
Something wrong with you, but okay.
She's very good. She's still very good, and she wears the floss like outfit that she wore in the 80s. Still, she's like 71.
Koken's age.
Not quite. A little older. So she has a duet with Peter Cetera, right? So she does a duet, and they play like some kind of Cetera voice in. So, Lita Ford had a legendary duet. Lita Ford is here.
What was her duet?
I don't know.
Ozzy Osbourne.
What song?
Chrissy, look it up. We'll bring it on the way back.
Maybe it's cold outside.
I wonder. Yeah, that'd be a good one, actually. Ozzy and Lita. I wonder if they play. Wonder if they play a little Ozzy. She's got to do it.
Yeah, why not?
All right, we'll look that up. Now, this is a great concert series. You guys are doing it. You need me to tell you, you're doing a great job, but you're doing a great job.
Lita Ford, you're in.
January 4th? You bet your ass.
I got you.
You gonna rock a cowboy hat the rest of the week, Tony?
Me?
Yeah.
Fat guys don't wear cowboy hats, man. We don't ride horses or wear cowboy hats.
Do you go plaid shirt the entire week?
Pretty much, yeah.
You have like 8, 10 fresh plaid shirts that fit?
I do.
Man,
a few belt buckles.
Do you? You have the big belt buckles?
I got one big belt buckle.
Nice. Not easy to say, right? Look at this, the championship belt.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
See?
We're getting a picture of that.
It's impressive.
You got to see the women down here, audience. Golden Nugget. All right, we'll come back in just a little bit. Tony is going to go bye-bye. We're going to see him later in the month. But, yeah, these country concerts are freaking dynamite.
The standard for entertainment in downtown Las Vegas has been raised with its acclaimed 52 Fridays concert series. The Golden Nugget presents a diverse lineup of weekly acts, from Grammy Award-winning pop artists to rock and roll royalty. It's the Golden Nugget, downtown on Fremont.
Yeah, it's getting a little nippy out, but that's not going to stop me from throwing steaks and burgers on the grill. And when I want great meat, I turn to Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. You order with complete confidence. And now for the holidays, they've got the family gift package. You go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code COFIELD, COFIELD in the search bar. You get 74% off the Omaha Steaks family gift package. It's normally $195, now it's $49.99. What a gift! What do you get? All beef meatballs, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 chicken fried steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, and 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and 4 more burgers on top of all of that. All beef is USDA inspected for quality and exceed standards. Order with confidence. Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type COFIELD in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait. Order today.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit WilliamHill.us. That's WilliamHill.us.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you're in law enforcement, military, or security, you can save 20% on all your tactical gear at the new location of IDO Tactical. And if you log on to IDO Tactical's Facebook page, you'll find even more savings. Just another great way for you to save a few bucks on quality tactical gear. IDO Tactical has it all. Police gear, security gear, military gear, and much more. IDO Tactical is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. on West Sahara at Torrey Pines behind Green Valley Grocery.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All my friends need a little money.
This is Chelsea. I've worked at Dollar Loan Center for 6 years in our online funding department. Happy holidays.
One of my favorite parts of working here is processing the loan applications from the employees of our competitors.
So the staff at other loan companies apply at Dollar Loan Center for loans?
Every day. We are so much less expensive than the other guys, and we give our customers way more time to pay the loan back if they need it. The funny part is, they apply and get funded online at don'tbebroke.com right from their jobs, so they don't even have to sneak into our stores.
Thanks, Chelsea. Sounds like a win-win. Apply online at don'tbebroke.com and get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We welcome everyone to apply, even the competition. Log on to don'tbebroke.com for details.
Get a little cash, get a little cash, down at the DLC.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Vegas Golden Knights have set the NHL world and Vegas on fire. See them December 9th against Dallas from the Flight Deck. Presented by Allegiant. The Flight Deck is where all the off-the-ice excitement happens. From the Knights Castle to the Nightline. Tickets to the Flight Deck include a general admission, standing room only ticket.
All you can eat, food, beer, and wine.
Tickets are $140 per game.
Save up to 20% off single game pricing.
Go to lvsportsnetwork.com and use the promo code RADIO.
Resale and transfer are restricted on these Flight Deck sales. Tickets will be delivered via flash seats 48 hours before the game.
Who thinks it's smart to buy a mattress online? A mattress is a long-time relationship, a get-to-know kind of thing. You can't do that online. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Our sleep experts will personally help you find the mattress that's perfectly fit for you. Plus, we offer free same-day delivery, setup and removal of your old bed. And for the holidays, we're giving two free Tempur-Pedic pillows and a free sheet set when you buy any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Ho, 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 y'all. Best Mattress, home with a 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Football Central at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino is the place to catch all the football action. Hey, it's Adam Hill from Cofield & Company on ESPN 1100. Join us this Sunday starting at 8 as we go over all the lines with Sportsbook Director Jay Cornegay. Then, stick around to watch all the games on huge HD screens in the Superbook. Bucket specials, food specials, the Bud Light Girls, and your chance to win some super cool prizes. Always free parking. So come hang out at Football Central every Sunday at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, visit GetDentalInfo.com for affordable coverage. That's GetDentalInfo.com. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can go online today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. It helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. This coverage from Physicians Mutual Insurance Company is ideal for people who are retired or on Medicare, or for anyone who can't get dental insurance through work. Go to GetDentalInfo.com for a free information kit with all the details. That's GetDentalInfo.com. GetDentalInfo.com.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborne Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborne Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborne Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Universal Solar Direct. Pay less for your electric.
Nevada license 79863.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For the best customer care, come see a Kia.
Findlay Kia.
It's Cofield and Company.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful.
Oh, it's coming all month. It's not gonna stop. Who would ban? Right here. Thank you. Now we're getting top-notch service at the Golden Nuggets. Who would ban Dean Martin?
I'll vote for that.
Stop.
I'm kidding, of course. I wouldn't ban
a
anything.
Legend of Las Vegas. Just a legend in general. Come on now.
True. For great reasons.
Of course.
Seemed like a good guy.
I don't know if that's sarcasm or lack of knowledge. I don't know what you're doing. Back to Reeves v. the World. So the update on Ryan Reeves and the hit on Tom Wilson last night. Reeves suspended for how long?
0 games.
What?
The league looked at it this morning and will not have a hearing. He's free and clear. He's good to go.
Wow. All right, so what did we get from the cap side? Because the players wouldn't say anything, but management was a little stronger on Reeves, pointing out that Reeves basically was hunting for the hit the entire game.
Yeah, I mean, that was their take, and I don't necessarily think it's wrong. I noticed it early in the game. I actually tweeted about it early in the game that I can't wait to see all the shifts that they're both on the ice together because Reeves was going after him from the beginning. Reeves' intention last night in the game was to intimidate Tom Wilson, to not let him do what he usually does. And that's not, like, that's not necessarily an indictment or anything like that. His job last night was to make sure that Tom Wilson doesn't do what he usually does, and that's intimidate the other team to the point where his line mates, most notably Alexander Ovechkin, can go free and have tons of space to operate and score goals. That's what Tom Wilson does. And the Knights, and Ryan Reeves in particular, look like they had a job in mind of don't let him do what he usually does. Get in his way. Stop that from happening. Make sure that he's not able to control the game through his physical force. And he did that. And it seemed like the Capitals the wrong way in the sense that, you know, after the game, a lot of the players were, you know, cautious to criticize the hit. But certainly their coach, Todd Reardon, wasn't cautious about pointing out how he think the game was playing out and why he thought that should be taken into consideration as the totality of the play. Of it wasn't like it was just one play; it was an entire game of trying to make that happen.
So Reardon said of the hit, it's a rivalry. There's a good battle there, but Reeves targeted Wilson the entire game. You could hear it on every faceoff. Like Adam was pointing out, you could hear it on every faceoff. You could hear the things that were being said. That one's interesting. Really, we're now going to police talk on the ice? We're going to snitch on each other?
No.
Because there was a hard hit, and listen, folks, I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm not a VGK fan, right? I'm not.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of people in this market have converted into mouthpieces, and you can't say anything negative about the team. I mean, I'm looking at social media. The social media that went at a guy named Grant Paulson, who does radio on The Fan in D.C., was ridiculous and embarrassing. Some of the stuff that you guys posted on our Facebook page, it's a great discussion. You know, was the hit dirty? People are getting their panties in a bunch. It's a debate. I don't think it's dirty, but I do understand that hockey has gotten softer in time. It's not like it used to be. So when I hear this, it's like, really? You're now going to snitch? I mean, I guess he's setting up a point. Like, oh, there's a lot of talk on the ice. So what? Yeah, that's part of the deal. And yeah, they were making it obvious. They're going to get a piece of the guy. Reardon also said, what, do you want to follow up on that?
No. That's absolutely, they pointed out.
I mean, like, what? What, do you want to follow up on it? No. You look like you wanted to say something.
No.
You
want me
to, I'll read what he, this is where he really drops a hammer. He said, it's a blindside hit.
It was.
All right. I hate debating the angles in this, but all right. Where an unsuspecting player hits his head on the ice. That's disappointing. You can put two and two together, but he targeted him the entire game, so you can figure out the whole thing from there.
Yeah. And I think, again, I don't think that's wrong. I don't think the hit should have warranted a suspension. I think it was a penalty. It was late.
And I get it from the Caps coach side. He's backing his guy.
Yeah.
This is the old, what do you want to go back to? Lakers days with Phil Jackson?
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay, let's make a key move with our food here. Not that we're responsible. We're making Ari responsible for protecting the food, but I would protect it. Adam, you had a good story the other day where people were just coming up and grabbing your food off the table.
Yeah. Well, you know, it happens. You have just food sitting out there. People want to walk by and grab
Ari,
it.
Ari, eat. Eat.
Shrimp. Oh, no shrimp for him.
Oh, yes. That's a shame. Why didn't you give us a signal?
He tried.
We were going crazy about the shrimp. Pick the shrimp out.
The scrimp.
Pick the scrimp out. I cut you off. So Reardon's going to bat for his guy, but you're saying he's making valid points. He was being hunted. He did get hit without seeing it.
Everything he said is true.
The debate is how dirty was the hit
and
if it deserves a suspension.
Yeah. Everything that he said
was it
was
dirtier
true.
Than the Wilson on Marchessault?
I think it was a very, very similar play.
Okay.
It was almost like the same angle, same spot of the contact. It was a very similar play. So if you're Washington and you're in that, you know, situation, if you are mad about the hit last night, Reeves on Wilson, then you probably should have also been mad about the hit Wilson on Marchessault.
And now we are where we need to be.
And if you're a Vegas fan,
right?
If you're a Vegas fan and you were mad about the hit, nice, the scrimp sizzling. If you were mad about the hit Wilson on Marchessault last year, you better be angry about this hit too. You can't just be a fan about everything.
But what happens in these cases?
That everybody just sees it through their team's eyes, and they're hypocritical and everything else. And listen, I thought the hit last year Wilson on Marchessault was not egregious, and I don't think this one was egregious. But if you thought that one last year was bad, you better think that Reeves should be getting a suspension. That's just how it is. You can't have it both ways.
There's almost no one saying that.
Of course, because people are hypocritical and they see it through their own eyes.
What do you make of this one? So Grant Paulson, who does radio in D.C., said, Ryan Reeves is what hockey fans who don't know anything about Tom Wilson think Tom Wilson is. He's a clown.
Okay.
He said Ryan Reeves is a clown. Was talking and up to foolishness all night. Just took a shot at Wilson behind the play. Resulted in Wilson smashing his head on the ice. Couldn't skate off on his own power. This radio guy in D.C. said Ryan Reeves is what everyone thinks Tom Wilson is, which I guess suggests that Tom Wilson is not a clown and a good player, much more than just a ruffian. Ryan Reeves is a clown, according to the D.C. radio guy.
I mean, that's silly. Again, were the comments from Washington's coach accurate? Yes. But that was a strategy. That wasn't some wild rogue guy going out and like, I'm just going to go out and hurt somebody. Their strategy was to not let Wilson control the game with his physicality and to intimidate him back, to punch the bully in the nose, and that's what they did. Reeves was following him around, talking the entire night. I believe challenging him to a fight the entire night. Just let's go, let's go, let's go, the whole time. They almost did get into it in the first period. That's what he wanted. But again, it wasn't some crazy thuggery of, I'm just going to go out on my own and try to hurt somebody tonight. That was the strategy of the team. They sent him out to do that. That was a very calculated plan. They didn't want him to get hurt, but they wanted to be physical with him and get in his head and try to do what they did. And they did it, and they accomplished it, and that was good.
On our Facebook page at ESPN Las Vegas, Dustin said it was clean. Washington's players are dirty.
Okay. Again.
Dex Smith said, clean, shoulder-to-shoulder hit. Tommy Crow said, there was no dirty to it. Wilson knew he was there. The hit from Ovi on Nosek was more dirty than Reeves' hit, and that hit was considered legal.
Yes, because it was part of the play and from in front. Again, the hit was a penalty. It wasn't, I don't think dirty is the right word. It was a penalty. It was something you're not allowed to do. I think the reason he got kicked out was because Wilson's head hit the ice because his helmet popped off, which is not, you can't really take that into consideration. That's a extra circumstance that you can't control. It was a penalty that should have been penalized. It shouldn't have been suspended. It was borderline, but on the right side of the border. And all of those things are true, but the concept that, you know, what Wilson did to Marchessault was egregious and he should be, you know, kicked out of the league, I heard people saying about that last year. And this one was almost the same play. And like, well, that was fine. That's clean. Well, that's just your fandom speaking.
All right, we turn the page. We'll get back to Reeves v. Wilson and what the league did today, which was nothing. That'll come up in the 5 o'clock hour. But Justin Watkins is in as we'll go through more of the details in and around all the troubles for Kareem Hunt.
Cofield and Company will be back in 90 seconds. Keep it here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Excitement is coming full circle. The Golden Circle Sports Bar is now open at TI. It's your go-to hotspot for 19 frosty beers on tap, shots and cocktails, nosh-worthy snacks like Eero Bites, Korean tacos, and bacon cheddar poutine tater cakes, and $3 drafts during our hockey team's away games. Great food, cold beer, good times. It's a bar scene with 360-degree action. The Golden Circle at TI. Beer, bets, and bites. With free parking on the Strip, always.
I'm attorney Matt Hoffman with Battleborne Injury Lawyers. Do you think insurance companies want you to hire an attorney? Why do you think they hire celebrities for their commercials? Do they hire them to gain your trust? Don't be fooled. Insurance companies want to pay you as little as possible.